Revision Radio, taking news seriously for a change.
Welcome back to Revision Radio on 88.7 Van Cleek FM. How you guys doing?
I gotta say, I'm on a bit of a high after that win. It's
$4.
You're on a bit of a high.
I think out of all the questions I've asked on that particular game, that one was the most grueling of all of them. Sports trivia is very tough.
It was grueling. It was a gridiron.
Brutal.
Are you ready to play another game though? What is this? What are you vacuuming over there? Who is this? Who's vacuuming?
I just find it funny that he's on a bit of a high, yet I've been on a high for the last 2 weeks, ever since you sent me on that damn special.
I didn't send you. You wanted to hang out with your friend, you said.
I think he could recognize a high better than anybody, the Gov.
I can just imagine him sweating and digging that tunnel.
Full suit. Dress shoes.
Full suit.
Was he wearing the famous jacket. NFL tie when he was digging?
Yeah. He switched. The one thing he did change were his ties. I think he's very fond of his ties. But, yeah.
All right, you ready? You ready to play this next game here, Jordan?
Yeah, let's do it.
True or that's not true?
Keys, do you remember playing this game? How many vaginas a kangaroo has? And
yeah.
What else was there?
Learned a lot that day.
Yeah. I think we're going to learn a lot today, too.
am I playing or am
no,
I?
No, this
am,
is for Jordan. You had your guinea pig round.
That was my 15 minutes of fame.
You're going to read some stories for me later on, though, so we're good.
Why don't you play on your iPhone a little bit?
Well, you can discuss answers amongst each other, okay. Right?
I'm going to go work on my tunnel.
Some banter.
You're already doing a new tunnel. I saw the OPP in front of the Windsor earlier today. Do they have anything to do with this tunnel thing that's happening?
I'm not at liberty to say. That's between me, Rob.
Oh, he's in town.
Oh, yeah. I mean, did I say Rob? I meant Bob.
All right. First question here for you. You have to answer true or that's not true. Number one question. The color orange is named after the fruit orange.
Come on.
What do you mean? That's the first question. What do you
they
want
were
from
probably me? Named at the same time.
So at the exact same time, they decided.
They saw it and they were like, orange. And they were like, the color or the thing? And they're like,
just blended.
Both.
What came first?
What came first? Well, the fruit obviously existed before the word existed. So, you know. The fruit is probably older than human language.
Yeah, and it was, you know, orange trees. I can just imagine how many there were back in the dinosaur days.
So what is the question again? Sorry, true or not true?
True or that's not true. The orange color is named after the fruit orange.
I'm going to say true.
You got that right. Wow. Starting off right. I think you got the first one wrong, didn't you, Skis?
I think I did.
I don't remember what it was. There's a second question for you, Jordan. It is illegal to pee into the ocean in Portugal.
Where else are they going to pee?
That's a good point.
Have you ever been to Portugal?
No, I haven't. I used to live in Little Portugal.
Oh, yeah. That's in Toronto?
Yeah. I used to live near the King of Meats.
Were you allowed to
no
pee in the ocean?
Talo.
So were you allowed to pee in the ocean in at least little?
It smelled like pee. So maybe they didn't pee into the ocean. So I'm going to say it is true.
That is also true. We're doing pretty good.
Wow.
Two questions, two right. Here's your third question. Andy Garcia is a Siamese twin.
The actor Andy Garcia?
Yes, the actor.
That's not true.
That is true.
What?
He is a Siamese twin. A Siamese twin. Yeah. And like I encourage you guys to do, if you don't believe me, you can look that stuff up on your phone.
Is the twin like an identical twin?
I don't know too much about his twin.
Is his twin Emilio Estevez?
No, I don't think his twin's alive anymore. Skis, you're looking this up. You don't believe this.
No, I believe it. I'm curious as to what is his Siamese twin looks like,
and if he's good at digging.
How do you find this?
Look up Andy Garcia and you read about his twin. That's how you do it.
You just have way too much time on your hands.
He was Wikipediaing in Godfather Part 3.
So we're on the same. We're doing actors now, okay? A little bit. So question number 4: Brad Pitt's middle name is William. Brad Pitt.
That sounds true. True.
That's true. You think? That's not true.
Oh.
Sorry, his middle name is actually Brad. His first name is William. A little trick question there.
William Brad.
You're going to get some letters about that question.
Number 5, still with the actors a little bit. Kate Winslet was born in England.
Kate Winslet.
I thought she Titanic was Australian. Fame. Titanic fame. She was also in that movie with Jim Carrey where she raises her brain.
Born in England. Kate Winslet. True.
That is true.
I'm thinking of Kate Blanchett. She was born in Australia, right? She's Australian?
Who were you saying? What?
Kate Blanchett? Is she Australian?
I think she might be from around there. I think you're going to like this next question, though. Okay. Dog the Bounty Hunter murdered... You like that already? Dog the Bounty Hunter murdered someone in the 1970s.
That's true.
It is true.
Wow.
He's a murderer. Murdered someone, and he's
somebody should murder his hairdresser.
he
who did he murder?
Can you believe that he's not allowed into England because he murdered someone there?
He murdered somebody in England.
Yes.
Did he change his accent?
Yeah, I don't think he's English.
Okay.
He just went to England to murder somebody.
I think he just murdered someone in England. Then whatever. Let's go to the next question.
I want to find out more about
We got
that.
A couple more. We
okay,
couple
let's go.
Mercury has only one moon. Mercury the planet.
That's not true. They have no moons.
Correct. No moons. Skis, did you see that one coming?
Mercury.
Yeah, Mercury.
I could see that.
Did you hear about those reflections on that dwarf planet?
Yeah. You know what I think that is? I think this star is getting in the way of the telescope.
There's a little...
Reflections, on dwarf planet. You can learn so much listening to Revision Radio.
Yep. Okay, got 3 more questions for you. Okay. Venus has only one moon.
True.
I'm sorry, that's not true. Mercury and Venus are in the same boat. No moons.
Too close to the sun.
They're the only two planets.
Too close to the sun.
Too close to the sun, so the moon melted? Is that what you're saying, Skis?
Yeah, you don't want to fly too close to the sun.
This is we're only doing facts tonight.
You don't want to fly too close to the sun, that's for sure. Look,
do they have moons or not?
Those two planets don't have moons.
Case in point.
Does the sun have a moon? No. You're right.
See?
Too close to the sun.
Too close to the
sun. All right, here we go. 2 more questions. Joe Biden doesn't have a middle name. You know Joe Biden, everyone knows him, vice president. No middle name, or he does have a middle name.
Joseph Biden. That's weird enough to be true.
I'm sorry, that's not true. He has
What's his middle name?
I don't know what his middle name is, but he has one. Alrighty, here we go. Last question. The King of Hearts has a beard. You've played a little bit of cards once in a while?
That's true. That's not
true. The King of Hearts has a beard? That is true. Ends it off with a win.
Woo!
You're not going to win anything for that, though.
No, that was fun, though. They should have that in the paper or something.
You can't interact with the newspaper, though.
You only had one wrong answer.
Well, I think you got a couple.
That's not true.
The Venus one.
Wow.
Andy Garcia threw you for a loop, too.
Yeah.
So Andy Garcia, if you're curious.
Oh, yes. Let's hear about this.
Andy Garcia was born with a twin about the size of a ball attached to his shoulder. That's funny in itself for other reasons.
But I want to read you a text I just got. A listener sent me a text with Joe Biden's middle name.
Robinette? Horatio?
Robinette? 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 Is that a common name?
Oh.
Robinette. Brought to you by Jen Beauchesne. She texted me.
Wow.
Wow.
Shout out to Jen Beauchesne.
Thank you, Jen.
Robinette.
So what were you saying about Andy Garcia?
Well, there was not really a second Andy Garcia. There was just a... Something the size of
That's a Siamese twin.
That's you.
No,
who are you to say what is a twin and not a twin?
We were thinking if it was, did it look like Andy Garcia? I'm not sure that it
I
did.
Never said that in the question.
No, it was asked, it came up as part of the question, you know?
I think you should consult the science doctor.
I'm going to ask Andy Garcia.
He's your boy, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You talk to him once in a while? Build any tunnels with him?
Andy, is he good at shoveling?
Andy's on his way down here right now.
Andy, tell me about your twin.
What are you talking about? I don't have a twin.
He just wants. He just wants. He wants. He wants his money back still from Danny Ocean.
Oh, geez. All right, I'm turning your mic off. Try your mic. Is it working?
Nope.
Have been listening to Revision Radio with Eddie Weirwig. On this date in news history.
On this day in news history, the last woman anyone expected not to be who they really were was Louise Spruill. Sadly, that was the case exactly 3 years ago today. At 10:47 a.m. at Hawkesbury General Hospital, a woman woke up from a coma and told doctors that her name was Louise Allison Spruill. At first, the doctors and nurses laughed at the woman, thinking she had suffered brain damage. "We thought it was a joke," Dr. Leonard Worm told the Revision. "I mean, Louise Spruill, the same lady that owns the Review newspaper and writes the editorial each week, covers Champlain Township Council meetings and environmental issues, in addition to regular news." The two-time winner of the Canadian Community Newspaper Association Best Local Editorial Award in the 10,000 and under circulation category, a member of the Higginson Tower Restoration Committee, the same woman who's a member of the Vanclykill Business and Merchant Association, a big organizer of Trash and Treasure in June, and the Victorian Christmas Home Tour in November. She wakes up and says she's somehow related to Simeon Vanclyk. That's ridiculous. The mystery woman who was found in a ditch in Highway 34 back in 92 and labeled Jane Doe for the last 19 years stood by her statements, insisting she was the owner of the Review newspaper in Vanclykill. She then explained to doctors and police where they could find her ID. According to an OPP spokesperson, she told us that she hid her passport and other photo ID in a metal box in a field in Dalkeith before she was attacked and left in the ditch to die. She said she was paranoid that there was a woman trying to become her after she purchased the Review newspaper from Jean-Paul and Thérèse Boyer back in the 90s. The woman's story checked out, as OPP officers did find the metal box with the real Louise Spruill's documents in it. Within minutes, police burst into the Review newspaper offices and apprehended the fake Louise Sproul. This woman was fingerprinted and admitted that her real name was April Ann Washington, a.k.a. Charlotte Maggie San Diego, a.k.a. Old Black Widow Gibbons, a con artist from Chicago. We were shocked. Our very own boss, who we've known for years, is not who she told us she was. It was the last thing I expected, said Dorothy Hodge, the hardest working person at the Review. In an exclusive interview, the real Louise Sproul told the Revision, I worked at the Review as a high school student 20 years before I purchased it. I did proofreading and worked at all the tasks involved in putting out a weekly newspaper. After high school, I worked there full-time as the bookkeeper and answering the telephone. I remember back then, callers would ask for the man in charge. It was a different time. I left the Review to attend university, and it hurts me knowing that when I came back as a white lady, nobody asked any questions, she added. The real Louise Sproul reunited with her daughter Amelia yesterday and told the newspaper she is happy and wants to live the simple life in Vanquish Hill. Sproul is looking to sell the newspaper to actor Edward Cordial.
Skis. That was some good news. Some good news there.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I remember when that happened 3 years ago.
Where were you at the time that the real Louise woke from her coma?
I was at the Review newspaper offices.
Oh, you were working here.
I was here when the OPP came in.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I think I submitted a photo for that story, too.
Yeah, you did.
I think I won best photo, best news photo.
I have a song that I'm going to play next from someone that submitted the song in. So, you listeners, watch out.
Is Revision Radio.
Listening to Revision Radio on 88.7 Vanquish FM, the voice of the community. I think that we're going to send Jordan off tonight, and I want to thank him for joining us and getting interviewed and winning $4 and getting asked a bunch of questions.
Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
I knew you were going to do that. He just ran out the door. Skis, can you chase him down?
Just like that, he's gone. He ran down that tunnel that I started digging, but he won't get very far. He'll be back.
Skis, do you know what you're doing next year for me?
The weather.
You gonna do the weather for me?
Whether or not you want to hear it, here is the weather.
Mm-hmm. 43 tornadoes will touch down on Vanklikeel tonight, a new record. The previous record was 42 in 1988, destroying the town's strip joint and whorehouse. Later on, the Knox Presbyterian Church was built on those same grounds. Make sure if, I don't know if that information is verified or not. Make sure, though, if that you have the kiddie pool out, bring it inside so that it won't blow away. Tonight's going to be windy. And for those of you who are just thinking, it's March. Can it please stop snowing, for sakes? Just remember that old man winter is still here, eating all of your food in the fridge, washing his socks in your bathroom sink, and being an overall boner kill. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 30. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 32 and a low of minus 32. That is your local weather.
I think we can do better than that. Well, I was born on a Saturday night. My mama told me it would be alright. She was wrong and then she died. I was born on a Saturday night. Well, I was born with a beer in my hand. Cut a lot of shit from my old man. He could never understand. I was born with a beer in my hand.
Vision Radio. Take that jacket off and let's play some news.
You're listening to Revision Radio on 88.7 Make Leak FM. Screw that up again. I got a new segment for you guys. You ready for this?
Today in Sporting.
Hello there, this is Chuck Baseball with Revision Radio. The Florida Panthers won the World Series yesterday as they destroyed the Montreal Impact in a fierce battle, 5-1. Montreal coach Wayne Gretzky said they never expected the Panthers defenseman, Tim Horton, to be such a well-rounded player. Serena Williams beat an all-time record today when she completed the Boston Marathon in 6 hours and 35 minutes. When she went on to say, it was worth all the hard work and training, and decided to stay in Boston to train for her upcoming bobsledding Olympics.
Are you sure that this is right, Mr. Baseball?
Yes, this is right.
Okay.
The crowd were on their feet today at the Sky Dome when rival teams India took on Manchester United. The game met its peak when Hulk Hogan slam dunked over top of Tiger Woods in the 14th inning, scoring the winning goal, 79-62.
This makes no sense.
That's sports, and I'm...
Hello? Who are you?
Chuck Baseball!
Chuck Baseball, listen, I hired you because you got recommended, but that made absolutely no sense. None of those sports...
Back to you, Earwig.
I hear you, but none of those sports intertwine like that.
Back to you,
Hulk
Earwig.
Hogan slam dunked over top of Tiger Woods.
That's sports.
And
I'm Chuck Baseball.
He played for India
back
or Manchester.
Back to you, Earwig.
If you don't come back with real sports next week, I'm firing you.
I'm Chuck Baseball.
I know who you are.
and I'm out of here.
I think we can do better than that.
Revision Radio, finger licking good.
Welcome back to Revision Radio on 88.7 Van Cleek FM. I just got into a heated argument with Chuck Baseball about sports. I mean, how can you mess that up? He left the building, thank goodness.
How can you get into an argument with Chuck Baseball? I mean, the guy.
You liked him?
The guy is flawless on his stats.
You check them out.
He knows everything there is to know about. I mean, it's brave.
Well, the guy with the name Baseball, you think he would know his sports?
I believe him. Story checks out for me.
Breaking news.
As many of you know, the singing competition Windsor Idol is held every year. And last Saturday, it was held at the Windsor Tavern. 12 contestants battled it out to see who the best performer in Van Cleek Hill really is. Revision Radio just got word that the third place finisher, Samantha Fair, just got signed to a multi-million-dollar four-record deal with Sony Music. Samantha, who just barely made it into the final round with her rendition of Santeria by Sublime, captured the audience's heart with the final performance of In Too Deep by Sum 41, only to come in third as the audience members booed, thinking she should have won the whole competition. Samantha signed the Sony deal moments ago and spoke to the press saying, "Winning the Windsor Idol isn't cool. Coming in third place is way cooler." Winner of the Windsor Idol, Eddie Earwig, could not be reached for comment.
Breaking news.
But aren't you Eddie Earwig?
Yeah, I wasn't. I guess when they checked, when they were doing the story, they didn't. Available.
Can we reach you for comment right now?
I don't have a comment.
What song did you sing?
I think we can do better than that.
Yeah!
Revision Radio. It's Britney, bitch. And now, Harold Hawkesbury with a movie review.
Hello, happy hearers. This is Harold Hawkesbury bringing you one fucking frenzy of a film review, which will leave you flabbergasted. That film being Fury, starring Brad Pitt. Five men, a failed tank equals one frightening night. Fury is filled with fantastic visual feats of fabled World War II heroism. Fighting fearlessly against a formidable force of fierce Nazi fascists. Far outnumbered, will these five friends fare through the frigid night? Fury is not for the faint of heart, filled with frightening scenes of war violence, frequently forcing the viewer to face the grim facts of what the fighting men in World War II had to go through to secure a free future for generations to come. Fury is a fantastic film and receives 5 stars from myself. Once again, this has been Harold Hawkesbury for Revision Radio.
I think we can do better than that.
Hey, how about this?
Efficiency in progress is ours once more. Now that we have the neutron bomb, it's nice and quick and clean and gets things done. Away with the sense and know me, but no less valued a property. The sense and war, the perfect sense at home. The sun beams down and a brand new day. No more will they tax the pay. And something still I'm gonna be flashing the light. This million twist away. At last we have more room to play. Our systems go and kill the poor tonight. Gotta kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor tonight. You know the spark of life's a pain. You kind of start to worry again. A life's a breeze if you miss it. On the screen today, if it's the liberals, it's okay. So let's get this good dance away in the night. Oh, all right. Kill, 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 kill the poor. 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 Again, a life's a breeze if you miss any way. Jane Fonda on the screen today. Convince the liberals it's okay. So let's get this good dance away the night. Oh, all right. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor tonight. Kill, 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 kill the poor. 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 Kill, 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 kill the poor tonight. Aye, aye.
Revision Radio. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
You're listening to Revision Radio with Eddie Earwig and my co-host, The Skies, tonight. Skies, how you doing?
The Skies.
Skies, you look good. You came right out of the car, right into the studio.
Literally.
You were covered in dirt. Why?
Digging.
We went through that already.
Digging. Lots and lots of digging.
Let's do this.
Current events.
Last week in news was incredible. Do you remember anything that happened? There's the tunnel that you were involved with.
Oh, yeah. No big deal. Nope. I thought they made way too big of a deal of the tunnel, but apparently it went viral on the internet.
Yeah. Well, you were busy. It was going viral.
And a lot of other things were going viral.
Like what?
Spock.
Spock died.
Spock died.
You mean the actor that played Spock?
Leonard Nimoy?
Yep.
Yeah. At 83 years old.
He was an oldie. Did they age the same way that humans do?
No.
So he must have been 100 and something. 200 and
something. We'll
look that up later. Yeah.
The dress?
Yeah, what do you think about this dress?
I saw...
You're talking about the Lewinsky dress, right?
Yeah. I saw white and gold.
You saw white and white on the dress.
Yeah. True story.
You saw
the white on the... I've seen the dress.
Let's talk about that other dress that people couldn't decide what color it was. Did you see white or gold, or what did you see?
White.
You saw white again. You keep seeing white. Do you have... Maybe white is in your eye. You have a little white in your eye. Got a... in your eye. All right, let's move on from the dress here. What else happened last week? I heard Madonna fell down the stairs.
That was the last thing Jordan said before he ran out, ran out the door.
Madonna fell down the stairs. Madonna fell down the stairs. The llamas.
Llamas wearing sweaters?
Yeah, I had Gilbank on the show last week, and an ostrich went crazy and escaped a zoo. And we don't know if it's the same ostrich, but it started killing some people in town.
How many have died at this point?
I think 5 or 6 people died. Other people are still in hospital with no eyeballs. They pecked eyeballs right out of their skulls. Isn't that crazy?
That's awful.
What do you remember? You had a little radio while you were digging with your boy Rob Ford, right?
Yeah,
what was on the news?
The only station we could pick up was 88.7 FM.
What about the...
hardly anything going on there.
The Leafs? How are they doing?
The Leafs got pummeled the other night.
It's like 4-0 with the Habs.
4-0.
They lost again 4-0 against another team, I think, the Washington Capitals or something. I'm trying to fill in the void that Chuck Baseball left because he didn't cover.
Maybe we should bring Chuck Baseball back on for some more hockey.
He's better work on his stuff. He's coming in next week and he's going to really. He needs to shape up or ship out.
He's going to hear from you.
A guy like that, his name is Chuck Baseball. He's christened with the name Baseball.
But he knows very little about baseball. Knows a lot about other sports.
Really?
He didn't talk about baseball.
He could have. Is baseball happening right now? I don't even know.
Yeah.
That's why I hire a professional.
Spring training. In Chuck Baseball's world, he's down there right now in Florida watching the teams.
Skis, I want to ask you about Bill Cosby. What do you think about that whole scandal? You think he's guilty or...
Is he on trial?
I don't know. No, he's still... A bunch of shows got canceled. He's doing like a stand-up tour or something.
He's not a very popular guy right now.
Do you think he's guilty or do you see white in his future?
Depends what kind of white. Yeah. That's a very loaded question.
Well, this is what I have you here for. You answer the tough questions and I comment. Mm-hmm. So is he guilty or not? A lot of allegations. Can you talk about maybe what he's getting charged with or what he's getting accused of?
I have no idea. Sexual harassment.
Like your boy Gian.
Gian? What happened to Gian?
He's in court, I think. There's a media block.
Innocent until...
Trust me, I tried to get into that courtroom.
Innocent until proven guilty or no such thing?
I think he's a buddy of yours, right?
Gian?
Yeah, didn't you guys hang out in the same circles?
He stopped by the tunnel.
He did?
Yeah. Did I forget to mention that?
You didn't tell me that you, Rob Ford, and Gian Gomeshi hung out... You forgot to mention that, yes.
I did. That had not occurred to me again, but...
Darts, what else? Did you get a little TV in there?
Little TV, black and white. We picked up... You know, it's funny, the way we found out about that we were, you know, being sought after by the police was because of the little black and white TV that only picked up one station.
Uh-huh, what station? CTV?
Yeah.
It's always CTV for some reason.
And Vanklik FM broke the story first. Suddenly, we're listening to the radio, we're digging away like we usually do, and then, you know, lo and behold, Eddie Irwig goes, hey, did you hear about these two guys in a man cave? And there's a whole hunt for them in downtown Toronto.
I don't remember doing that story, but I guess you heard me.
How do you think I got to Vanklik Hill?
You booted it here because I was like, you're going to be late for the show.
I drove my car down that tunnel.
Stop. So, I want to thank our guests. Do you want to thank our guests?
I want to thank...
Who was your favorite guest of the night? I have a feeling you have a little soft spot for Chuck Baseball, ruined my show tonight.
I'd love to have Chuck Baseball back on the show. Ridiculous story. Right now. He's welcome back anytime in my books. But I'll take this opportunity to thank J-Bam.
Yep.
Also known as Jordan Bamforth.
Yeah, he kicked it. He won $4.
Won $4. Did very, very well at True or Not True.
That's Not True, yeah.
True or That's Not True.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jordan.
He got grilled.
Yeah, grilled. I know what that's like.
We found out all about him.
You can keep the sweat rag.
You gave him a sweat rag?
Yeah. That's a souvenir prize. Any contestant on the show gets to keep it.
Do you know anybody that can do my sports next week? Because I'm really hesitant in hiring.
I can do your
Chuck
sports.
Chuck baseball next week.
I can do your sports,
I didn't look at his resume. I should have looked at his resume. I just looked at the name. I was like, this guy's hired.
Chuck baseball doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that has a resume.
He handed his resume. He got recommended. Jean Sarazan's like, this is your man. This is your man right here. Hands me the resume.
Good radio voice.
Has the word Chuck, and then it has a baseball right next to it, like a picture of a baseball. And I was like, this is my man right here.
We can work with him to make him better.
You think we can mold him?
We can mold Chuck baseball.
Into a better sportscaster. All right. You know what? I think I'm gonna wrap things up here. Unless there's something else you want to talk about.
How about a song?
You got a little tune?
Must have a tune over there.
I'm all out of tunes. I'm serious.
Why don't you sing us a song? Eddie Earwig, winner of
the Windsor
Idol.
There's got to be something else that you want to talk about. Like last week was just crazy with news.
I wouldn't know.
What happened with the llamas? Do you know what happened with the llamas?
You're forgetting that I was in a tunnel last week.
Yes, but you on your phone constantly, so I'm thinking that you probably know what happened with the llamas.
We had no reception in the tunnel.
The story keeps changing.
What was something?
Can you look up the llamas? Can you tell me what happened with those llamas?
Sure. I'm looking to our previous guests for ideas on news.
You gotta tell me what happened with those llamas because I'm dying here.
So llamas on the loose?
Yep.
Two llamas on the loose captured the nation's interest.
Wasn't there a dead coyote too? I heard about a dead coyote.
So it looks like they escaped their owner last Thursday.
Where?
In Arizona.
Okay.
West Valley. The dynamic duo, one black and one white, dodged cars, avoided lassos.
This is a joke.
And managed to launch their own Twitter account as they
Yeah.
Says it right here. As they ran amok in the town northwest of Phoenix just before noon.
They created a Twitter account.
I'm curious about this Twitter account, but apparently the sheriff's office tried to corral the llamas with their SUVs as they moved from a field into a neighborhood, but were unable to stop them from running away.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, if you want to follow the llamas on Twitter, it's at Sun City Llamas. And apparently there's all kinds of photos of their exploits.
Do you know who I didn't thank? My first guest, Mr. Levesque Charbonneau Tremblay from the mayor's office in Hawkesbury.
I thought he was very friendly.
I couldn't tell if he was friendly.
He answered all of your questions.
He did answer all of my questions.
In great detail, you know. Sometimes we can accuse these spokespeople of sort of beating around the bush, but there was no such thing in this case.
Did you understand any of this?
Oh, yeah.
You understood him. He didn't say anything.
Well, I was trying to get a word in, but, you know.
I cut you off or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, what? You know what? Maybe what I'll do is if we record the show, I'll re-listen to it and get one of those Google translators to translate it for me.
What was his name again?
Jean-Pierre Levesque Charbonneau Tremblay. Three last names. What is he, married?
That must be hard.
He took the person's name.
Must be hard for him.
And then he took another name.
Yeah.
Must be hard for him. Why?
To have so many names.
Yeah. Well, you got a lot of names, too.
I do, but I don't have to say them all at once. That's the beauty of having my names.
All right, so that's the last guest that I had to thank there. And, let's wrap this up here. Jean, if you're listening, you better lock this building up because we're getting out of here quick.
Out the tunnel.
You built a tunnel. So we can lock the door from the inside and go out the tunnel?
Exactly. That's my escape plan.
That's perfect.
Why need, keys? Cars. It's all tunnels, man. Tunnels are the future.
I still don't know why. Like, whatever. You kind of explained it, but...
T- Tunnels need no explanation.
A man cave.
Once you go tunnel, you can never go back.
All right.
So and actually, that's kind of fitting because you're only moving forward. If you're digging a tunnel, you're not going back.
No, you're not going. You're only going back to drop the dirt off.
Yeah. And even then, I mean, you ever seen Shawshank Redemption?
I've seen that movie, yeah.
Epic tunnel.
Have you ever seen The Count of Monte Cristo? That's another epic tunnel.
No.
Never saw that movie?
No.
That's a good one. You should watch it. That's good.
Big tunnel. Maybe we can have more of an in-depth talk about tunnels next week.
We should have a tunnel movie marathon.
Yeah. Let's have a show dedicated to tunnels.
Next week, tunnels. All tunnels with all the time.
Tunnels with the skis.
You've just listened to Revision Radio. Join me next week. We're going to have the science doctor in here to do some $4 thing. He told me he'd do it. I haven't heard back from him. I'm just assuming he's going to do it. If not, we'll get someone else in here to do the $4 thing. Get grilled with questions. Skeezy, coming in next week?
I'll be here.
Good. Maybe you can supply the beverages next week because I've been losing I lost $8. You lost $4 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should. I've been supplying the beer and everything. So hey, not man. That we're drinking beer tonight. We're just drinking pop.
There's a beverage here.
All right. Thank you, Skeez. I want to thank you personally.
Well, thank you.
For killing it.
See you next week.
Coming up next week on Revision Radio.
Have you ever had a dream that you you had you could you do you you want you could do so you you'll you you could you do you could you could you do you you want you you do you could him to do you would do you you want you could you do you would you want you you could do so you you do you could you want do you would you want you you could do so you you could you do you could you could you do you you want you you do you could him to do you would do you you want you could you do you would you want you you could do so you you do you could you want him to do you so much you could do anything.
Play that back. I want to hear it now.
Revision Radio is brought to you by Dick's Nacho Hut, 88.7 Van Cleek FM, and the Review newspaper. The show is written by Eddie Earwig and engineered by Jean Sarrazin. Special thanks to Justin Bromberg, Louis Spruill, and me.
President Roosevelt said in a statement today that the Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, from the air.
The nation awaits the swearing-in at noon Eastern Time of our 38th President, Gerald Ford, and the departure from political life of Richard M. Nixon.
Said some pretty nasty things to some Afro-Americans about it. Trash talk.
The Iraqis are living on what President Bush calls borrowed time. It is no longer whether the war will start, but when.
Steve Irwin, a television personality and environmentalist known as the Crocodile Hunter, was killed during a diving expedition on Monday.
We see it on the TV. It's 1,000 miles away. It happens in a country we don't. It's better to look away, to close our eyes.
rise in the sun, and it's better to look.